Next item on the agenda is a request for public hearing. Mr. Badger? Sir?
All we're doing today is just...
Thank you, Mr. Lehman. Proceed.
A request for public hearing to amend the initial inventory of ungranted state lands in order to establish a meets and bounds boundary between the property of the Commonwealth and the Fish and Wildlife Services at the Eastern Shore Natural Wildlife Refuge near Wise Point in Lower Northampton County. Most of this I'd be going through at the public hearing. I'll just give you a quick little background. In 1988 or so, VIMS and BMRC Surveying and Engineering Department decided to take a look at the area on the seaside of the Eastern Shore particularly that was not deeded to anybody. We were concerned with the development on the seaside that people were extending farther and farther into what we consider the marshes and meadowlands. And that started in 88, and about 1990 or a little bit before, we came up with about 28,000 acres between the bayside and seaside that was ungranted. From that, the General Assembly in 1995 established Chapter 15 of the Title 28.2, which is ungranted shores of the seas and marshes and meadowlands. From that, the management plan was adopted by the Commission in 1999. And what we've got here in front of you, hopefully for next month's meeting, will be a boundary line agreement. What has happened is, let me just go through a little bit of this. This is the area in question. This is the federal navigational channel that's cut through here. It was cut through there. My eval says in the 1940s. Actually, it was in the late 1950s, maybe even as early as 1961, or as late as 1961. A little closer view. This is part of our marshes and meadowlands map. What happened through the years, and I don't know if I've got it in here, we had state lands that were islands offshore here, and they've migrated back on top of fee simple property. And when they came through and cut the federal channel through here, it confused everything in the marshes and meadowlands, or islands just abutted, and still parts of it through here you can still see. However, down in this area, these marshes move back on top of it, and there is no indication of the line anymore. And this is about 1960, and the blue shows the cut, and what we have in pink is state lands at that time before the cut was there. This land over here was owned by Fish and Wildlife, or is owned by Fish and Wildlife, and separation is done through here. Again, that's us. And what we will be bringing in front of the commission is for a boundary line agreement between A and B, right through here.
And can you help me out a little bit, and Mr. Grandis as well? Being familiar with some of the meets and bounds and conveyances and things that we've had come before the commission from time to time as a result of acts of assembly, under what authority are we acting to undertake this specific action?
28.2.15.10 is what it's coming under.
It authorizes the commission.
Yes. Actually, I don't even think in this particular case we necessarily have to have any authorization from you at all, because this was part of the original inventory.
We don't do that. This is the first one I've seen in 17 years.
We're probably going to get a couple more down the line. Let me back up. This was the original inventory, and basically what we're doing is just defining the line between here and here. So it's a question in Bob's and our staff's mind whether or not it really even needs to have commission approval, since this was already approved by the commission in general.
Okay.
But just going to say...
But the commission... The maps
Mr. Grab.
The commission previously approved part of 28,000 indicates a piece of property down at Wise Point. It was bounded by greens that are no longer in existence.
Okay.
So I'm grafting green.
Right.
Right now, there's no meets and bounds that show the difference between what is now the federal property and state property. The federal agency hired a surveyor who came up with what they thought was a reasonable determination of what that boundary was. What we're asking the commission to do is hold a public hearing to establish that boundary between point A and B as the meets and bounds between federal and state property, whereas it's not clear right now. The code says that the commission can amend the inventory. In this case, you're amending it by defining the boundary. You're not
right.
Amending it by adding additional land, which we'll be asking you to do in the spring.
Do you agree with that, Matt?
Yes, we do. This has been ongoing for the last 2 years. It's, to be honest with you, it's pretty much pick a line when you get through here. It's
Councilor, do you have a comment?
28.2.15.10 does give the authority to have a public hearing to approve amendments.
Thank you.
And we're recommending the.
Good enough. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, move to accept staff's recommendation and request a public hearing.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.